And more on Iraq and ongoing equipment shortages, this time among U.S. Marines. The Marine Corps' own internal review says combat units are missing armor for Humvees, plus machine guns, ammunition, and more. This report is not yet officially released, but it went to the House Armed Services Committee this week, and Boston Globe Pentagon correspondent Brian Bender got a copy. Brian, welcome to the program. And again, in this report, we see the issue of insufficient armor on these Humvee vehicles. Same concern been coming up for months. Why is it so hard to resolve?
It's a big question. Yesterday at the Armed Services Committee hearing, Republicans and Democrats were demanding to know from the Marine Corps why this armor equipment has not been added. Evidently, there are some pieces of armor that have been sitting in Kuwait since April, but still haven't been outfitted on the vehicles. And the Marine Corps acknowledged that it's basically, in the words of one general, a lack of leadership. And I think it's this burning issue that's been going on for months, which is the appearance that on the ground in Iraq, the troops are committed, they are can-do people, but members of Congress complain you don't see that same spirit in Washington. There's not the urgency to get this stuff done. As one member of the committee pointed out, back in World War II, it seemed like it was a never-ending supply of equipment. Why can't we get a couple hundred Humvees armored? So I think the Pentagon is certainly on the defensive on this one.
This report comes from the Inspector General of the Marine Corps. This is the internal guy who looks over the Marine Corps and says, we're doing this well, we're not doing that well. And his report says that as regards the equipment there, Marine leaders understated what their troops needed. What exactly does he mean by that?
Well, the Marine Corps contends that it's not as bad as it seems, that, you know, this is not a picture of Marines out in the field with no weapons or wanting for ammunition, that sort of thing. But there certainly are cases, because the war has dragged on so long, that many units are just wearing out their equipment and the rest of the Marine Corps isn't in a position to replace a lot of those. And if it does replace them, it has to take them away from other units. So it certainly is a problem in Iraq, where the troops need, in some cases, twice as many certain types of heavy machine guns than they had anticipated. But it's also Marine Corps-wide, the Marine Corps says, that there's growing evidence that over the next year or two or three, at the rate the Iraq war and the utilization of the forces is going, it's going to be a major problem.
But doesn't this report, doesn't the wording of this report say that the Marine leaders understated what the troops needed? Doesn't that mean that it wasn't a question that they didn't know what was needed? They did know what was needed. They just didn't tell anyone.
Well, you know, during peacetime, each Marine Corps unit is allotted a certain amount of equipment. And obviously a lot of that is just by prediction. What might we need if we have to call the forces into action? But what happened was, back in February, the Marine Corps went out to the troops in Iraq and came up with this new formulation of what do we need to provide these units that are going into Iraq and possibly future conflicts so that they have everything they need. And what this Inspector General report found was that when the Marine Corps has been laying out what to allot to units, it's been understating what they actually really need on the battlefield.
Brian Bender is the Pentagon reporter for the Boston Globe. Brian, thank you.
Goodbye.